Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight because we have Barbara Jean joining us, and we're going to talk quite a bit about what's evolved in her career recently. She's joined by David Huckfeldt tonight, and Dave's going to play along. He's from the Pines, the band The Pines. Dave, whereabouts is your band located? You got to kind of move that mic up a little bit.
Minneapolis.
Uh-oh. It would help if I potted you up there. Now try that again.
The Pines are based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. Yeah, and you play quite a bit down at it's Chautauqua?
Yeah, the Chautauqua, kind of all over the area for the last 6-7 years. We're from Iowa originally, so It's not far from home for us.
Yeah, cool. And Barbara Jean, I remember some of the first times that you were in this studio and the first time that you were on the Roadhouse. It was hard to get, you kind of hid behind that mic a little bit back in those days and let other people take charge, but immense amount of talent and a big evolution in your career over the last couple of years.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and it's also been a big evolution in your confidence as a player.
I hope so.
Well, it's not showing right now, but
as evidenced by her overly gregarious ways.
Well,
she's very humble.
It felt so good to see me, or to see you rather, when I was down at North House ushering on Thursday night a couple weeks ago at a Mountain Stage concert. And I was waiting, being there about an hour early. And there you were up on the stage with the Mountain Stage band, and I got to say, it just sounded fabulous. I mean, not only your songs coming out with that great band behind you, but just what a full, remarkable sound that makes when you get with somebody like that.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity to play with their band. They're all just phenomenal musicians. You know, it's what mm-hmm. they do. So they really... They know their way around their instruments, and it was awesome to play with them.
What do you think was really the stepping stone in your relatively short career that kind of brought you to that point where you could be on stage with Mountain Stage? Would that be your efforts at Chautauqua or other things?
Yeah, I think that, you know, winning the Big Top Chautauqua contest a couple years ago definitely... made me more serious about the music that I play and the music that I write, and made me want to get it out there more. I kind of entered that on a whim, and when I ended up winning, I was pretty shocked and excited, and made me want to take it further. So from there, I applied for a grant from ARAC, Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, to make an album. Ended up getting it, and made that record, and had some more good luck. This spring I got named an honorable mention in the Telluride Bluegrass Song Contest.
I didn't know that one.
And so that was exciting. And mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. I would say the momentum probably started a couple years back with Chautauqua. And yeah.
Had you been writing songs before you really started to focus on performing?
Yeah, I've always written songs. I mean, I've been playing since I was a toddler on the fiddle. And, you know, made up things my whole life, I guess. And I've been in bands. You know, I went to the Purpich Center for Arts Education for music. And so I was in bands then and mm-hmm. wrote music then. But it was always just a hobby, something I did for fun. And, like I said, didn't really take it super seriously until, you know, maybe a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. How did it happen, Mountain Stage? Did they contact you?
They did, yeah. I got an email from Adam Harris, the producer, mm-hmm. and he said, Larry Gross has been on your website listening to your songs, and we're wondering if you want to play on the Mountain Stage. So I fell out of my chair.
You didn't say no.
No. It took me about a half a second to think about it and write back and say, I'd love to. So it was an exciting day.
And actually, you got a little more time than you normally would have when one of the performers wasn't able to make it. And each of the bands got more time than they would have otherwise.
Yeah, it was kind of a sad, you know, mm-hmm. to lose a performer that night. But it was nice to have a little extra time.
So is that some of what you were working on when I saw you before the concert with Mountain Stage, kind of expanding what you might have already planned?
Yeah, kind of. We actually didn't really get to rehearse. You know, everything was running late, so we got to run through some stuff, but it wasn't all totally rehearsed. But they're such a good band that they can pretty much wing it. So
yeah, I think the whole Mountain Stage group is they could pretty well wing it when they're doing that show.
Yeah,
and it's pretty amazing that we're watching live radio there, even though they can't edit it because it's not live in that sense. But as far as we're concerned, you know, that's pretty well live radio. So did you feel some of that? I shouldn't ask. Well, I can now because, you know, you've gotten through it. But was there a degree of nervousness because it was live and in the sense that, you know, you got to do this right?
Well, I mean, I think there was some nervousness just because it was Mountain Stage, and there were like, I don't even know, 600 or 700 people there at that show.
800, yeah.
800? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest crowd I've ever played for, certainly in this type of music. I mean, I was a classical player for many years and played in, you know, orchestra hall and stuff like that. But in this type of music, what I'm doing now, that's definitely the most people I've ever seen in an audience. So I mean, I think there was some nervousness because of that, and it was a big deal, but I actually felt okay. Once I got out on the stage, I felt pretty good.
Yeah, there was no nerves that showed in your performance.
Well, good. I'm glad.
From where I was sitting. Anyway,
I was more nervous that whole day. Like, I couldn't really sit still.
Yeah.
Kind of just, like, wandering around.
Yeah, it's got to be a great feeling, though, when you get past that and it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, totally. Well, and it helped to have, you know, I mean, the Mountain Stage folks are so... they're really sweet, and they put you at ease. So,
yeah. And now you have a brand new CD out, and Dave's got it right over there by, in his neck of the woods. And now is how new is that?
It is new. I just
new.
Got it.
So,
yeah.
You're going to be out performing off of that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got kind of a schedule set up,
and
some of those are going to be here in Grand Marais.
Yep, I still have some gigs in Grand Marais, and kind of broadening out to do more in the Minneapolis area and regionally. Got one over in Fargo next month, so some new places, and of course hopefully I'll always play here. I love it here. So
yeah, well, we'd like to I have some more questions about you know, the turns in your life, but I'd like to hear a little music. Can you guys do that? Introduce something in.
We're gonna do a song called The Great Escape, which is what the name of the record is.
Play this song to remind me of all the years I spent with you. There was hurt and heartache, but there was joy in there too. And I don't want to go too far alone, 'cause times are hard and the way is long. We're scared. It might just break. A quiet path lays out before me, with a new road to take. A touch of fear, hope, and longing. We're scattered pieces of the past around this little heart. It might just break. It might just break.
Barbara Jean, accompanied by David Huckfeldt, and Barbara Jean, that was just beautiful. You know, you have such a wonderful voice and songwriting, and it's just great to listen and have you live in the studios.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
You know, it's one thing in all of our lives. It's really hard to get out of your comfort zone. You have to work at it. And when you do something like you've done and made a kind of a major career change, kind of your security goes off to the side somewhere. Mm-hmm. How hard was that?
Oh, gosh. It was hard, I think. And in some ways, I don't know if I've had a career change. I mean, I think that, you know, my passions are definitely radio and music. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely want to keep doing radio work and developing radio work. It's kind of equally important to me. So I've kept up with some things here at WTIP, doing some contract work, some freelance stories, some historical features and things like that. So that's still there, but you're right. You know, I'm not here 9 to 5 anymore, the full-time news director job. So it is a loss of security. And I think that is hard. But I guess at some point you just kind of have to take a leap.
Yeah, it's kind of a plunge into the unknown.
Yeah.
What's going to happen. And
I still don't know.
Yet the successes that you've had in this short career kind of, you know, tell you that, hey, I'm doing the right thing maybe.
Yeah, you know? Certainly. Yeah, getting to play on Mountain Stage was a big, it was a really great thing for me. It was a great thing for my career and a good thing for my own self confidence, and I hope it helps propel things, you know, further forward down the line.
Yeah. And now the new CD, you said that you've got kind of a itinerary set up of what you're going to do to promote that, and what can we see in the immediate future as far as where you're going to be and What's next?
Well, tonight, David and I are going to be down at the Bluefin Bay Bar and Grill playing for a couple hours, 9 to 11. And tomorrow night, we'll be at the Lutzen Resort Lobby right on Lake Superior from 7 to 10. So immediately, there's a couple things.
Yeah, great opportunity for our listening audience.
Yeah.
You know, to see you, hear you live.
Yep.
Right here in Cook County.
Yep. And next week, I'm back at Bluefin, I think on Wednesday night, and I might be by myself. Mm-hmm. Which is always fun. And there's more stuff, you know, in the future here. So,
You know, I understand that my co-host, Dave Seaton, was spending some time today working on instruments.
Yeah. Barbara Jean bought a new fiddle from a friend of mine down in the Twin Cities who sells fiddles. And we had to change the electronics from her old one to the new one, and that was actually a pretty easy deal, but I actually broke a part on the old one. I had to take it home and fix it. So I fixed it, and it's all done now, but it's all happy and everything. So it was good, and Barbara Jean gave me a copy of the brand new CD, so I was able to listen to that on the way up the trail and back down. And I'll tell you, it's a really comfortable listen. It's got a really nice feel to it, you know, and some of the songs are about edgy things, but that's what the songs are about. But the music is really comfortable and very, very nice and wonderful to listen to. The production I was really impressed with, because I've only ever heard you in this kind of a venue with it just, you know, you and a guitar or you with a small group. And to be able to hear a fully produced album with your voice front and center was really impressive.
Yeah, it was cool to make. It was great.
And so you had a producer of some notoriety working with you.
Yep, Bernie Larson, and he lives out in L.A. He played for many years in David Lindley's band, El Rayo X. He backed up Lucinda Williams for a while. He's done a lot of things in his career.
It was interesting because one of the things that I kept saying to myself as I was listening to this is I hear a little bit of Lucinda Williams in there, and I do not want to compare what you're doing to other musicians, because honestly this is a very unique sound overall, and just the feel is not, you can't put it in a box. Mm-hmm. You know, there's country music instrumentation, maybe, but it's not country music, and it's kind of North Shore.
Yeah, its own thing. But yeah, Bernie definitely has a certain flavor, and that comes through. It's a great flavor. I was really lucky to work with him. He lived in Duluth last winter, and so that's kind of how come that all happened. And then the engineer, the man that mixed the record and did that side of things, Tom Fabchance, he is a front-of-house guy for the Big Top Chautauqua.
Sure.
And I met him when I did the contest, so it was great to work with Tom. And then a whole host of great musicians. David ended up playing on the album a little bit, and Bump played guitar on a number of tracks, and then a fellow named Andy D., who's in the Big Top Chautauqua Blue Canvas Orchestra, and he was in Molly and the Haymakers back in the day. He did a lot of the slide instruments that you hear on there. He played the Weisenborn, he played dobro, he played pedal steel, so gave it that really great soaring sound.
Yeah, it's a really nice compliment to the voice and to the stories. It's a very nice mix. If people want to get this disc, because I know that they're going to want to hear more of it, how can they do that?
They can go to my website, barbarajeanmusic.com, and you can download it right there. You can get it on iTunes. You can also order a disc through my website and get it in the mail, which I would suggest doing, because Noah Prinsen did all the artwork and the layout, and it looks beautiful. I think it turned out really nice. So
I bet they could get it tonight or tomorrow night too.
Yes, you can come to a show. That'd be my number one preferred
probably
way.
The simplest and fastest way.
Simplest.
Well,
yeah.
We don't really have a lot of time left, Buck. So I think maybe
like
we should
hear,
just let these folks play some more.
That'd be great.
Cool. What should we do? Yeah, we're gonna do a song I wrote called "Snow Falls," and it's actually one of the older songs on the record. I wrote it quite some time ago, but I love playing it with David because he really nails the guitar part. Sorry, I just gotta get in tune with myself.
I could regale us with banjo jokes.
Maybe not.
Well, you might be inclined to make some if I don't get this in tune.
No, that's okay. That's quite all right. Banjos have their place.
Dumpster usually is a good place.
I wasn't going to say that. And actually, that banjo right there is one of the better banjos I've ever heard. I have to say, I really like the sound of that banjo.
Yeah, it's a Minnesota-made banjo. Tom Neckville from down in the Twin Cities area, he has a shop, and he just makes really gorgeous banjos. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, here we go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Barbara Jean with vocals in her song, and David Huckfeldt on guitar, Barbara Jean on banjo. What time did you say you were playing tonight?
We're playing at 9 o'clock down at Bluefin Bay.
So you don't have to rush out of here is where I was going with that.
Not at all.
And then tomorrow night, what time?
7 to 10 in the Lutzen Resort lobby.
Great. You know, we've got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
And rather than take it up with my chatter, it'd be fun if you guys could do another song. Would you mind?
Yeah, no, I think we'll do an old tune called Black as Crow that we sing together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a very old public domain Appalachian ballad that Barbara plays on a viola. So,
and David, I just want to mention, we may run out of time to say that before, but if you ever have your band up here, the Pines up here playing, we'd love to have you and the whole band in at some point too.
Oh, we would love to.
Let us know.
It's been a few years since we played the Arrowhead Center, and we're always kind of looking for a chance to get back up here.
Good.
I think we'd all move here tomorrow.
Okay.
You may see us sooner than you
think.
Oh,
that's great.
Thank you.
Jean with David Huckfeldt from The Pines. I want to thank both of you so much for coming in. It was great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
And we hope to hear you again here on the Roadhouse.